This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. On this Labor Day, we consider the librarian. Librarians feed our hunger for knowledge. They steer us down the proper research path. They find us sources and citations and dig out obscure facts. And though their efforts often go unheralded, now librarians are an action figure. From the company Archie McPhee, outfitters of popular culture, the librarian action figure joins the ranks of the albino bowler action figure, the Sigmund Freud action figure, the coffee shop barista action figure, and the Jesus action figure. The model for the 5-inch-tall plastic librarian is Nancy Pearl, a librarian at the Seattle Public Library. She started the program If Everyone in Seattle Read the Same Book, which has been imitated around the world. And Nancy Pearl joins us now here in our studios. Congratulations, and thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Melissa.
As I understand it, you had no competition for this gig. You had an inside track. What happened?
We were at a dinner party with the owner of Archie McPhee's, and some wine was being drunk, and we were talking about the success of his other action figures, and someone said, oh, Nancy, maybe you should be the model for a librarian action figure. And we all laughed and laughed, and I never thought it would happen, and I never thought that that I would actually see in front of me a 5-inch somewhat replica of myself.
And how do you become the model? What do you have to do?
Well, you have to go to the offices of Archie McPhee's and be digitized.
Digitized.
When I went to library school more than 30 years ago, I never thought that I would be digitized. I mean, I don't think the word was in the language then, but hey, here I am.
So they take a digital image of you, send it to China, and you're made overseas.
Yes, and then it is sent back to the United States on a very slow boat, and eventually it'll be in stores everywhere.
Well, here you are in plastic form. And you are wearing a purple suit. You've got a long skirt.
Right.
Black loafers, flats.
Well, some people have said in the weblogs that have gone out about this librarian action figure, dowdy.
Dowdy.
But in real life, believe me, it is not a dowdy outfit.
Okay. It is a little frumpy, I suppose. But here's the action part. You have a book in one hand, and your other arm, which bends, will, if you press the right button, click up, and you are shushing. You have your finger pointed, and you are shushing.
Right.
Was there some discussion of what the proper action
would be
in a librarian action figure?
Yes. We very rarely, if ever, say shush. So we needed something that was as far away from the reality that it could clearly be a spoof.
Well, I have to warn you, we road tested your action figure, the plastic version of you, in our own libraries here. And let's play you a little bit of tape. Suffice to say, the reaction was not positive. And here's one of our librarians, Catherine Baer.
I think it's the shushing. The shushing part is what bothers me the most about the doll. Well, if you go into libraries today, they're not quiet. They're very active. There's, you know, everything with computers and all kinds of technology. They're very thriving, action-filled places. And it's just a myth about the shushing. I mean, I resent it.
Well, I've got to tell you, Nancy, that was probably one of the more arable portions of the comments we got from the librarian. There was a lot of librarian rage when they looked at this figure. What do you think?
Oh, I think we need to lighten up and look at, I mean, the whole idea of a librarian in this day and age saying shush is just a little bit ridiculous. And we all hoped and thought that people would find it as funny as we did.
So you're going for a level of irony here that maybe didn't convey to everybody who looked at the doll so far.
And perhaps irony does not translate well into plastic either.
The librarian also has a whole stack of books here. There's Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, Eudora Welty, The Poetry of Rilke, and then your own book, Booklust, which is just coming out. And in the introduction to that book, you talk about the fact that you knew you wanted to become a librarian from the time you were a little girl.
When I was 10 years old, I knew that because of the role that librarians had played in my life, really making my childhood so much richer and more wonderful and, in fact, bearable than it would have been without them, I really felt that I wanted to do that for other children. And I did, in fact, become a librarian.
We happened to be talking in a week that the Seattle Public Library is closed because of budget cuts. If you go to the website of the library now, it says you can't even get into the website because it is closed, as well as the entire library system.
Yes, due to citywide budget cuts, the Seattle Public Library for the last 2 years, we have had to take two-week unpaid furloughs.
That's got to be devastating, I would think, for you as a librarian.
It's very, very sad. It's especially sad that for 2 weeks, people who don't have access to information at home, don't have computers at home, don't have access to email, don't have something good to read at home, can't come to their public library to find that information or find those books.
Where do you go from here now that you're an action figure? Hard to know what a second act would be after that.
Oh, I think this is the end. I think I've achieved the pinnacle. There's nowhere to go after you become an action figure.
Nancy Pearl is the model for the librarian action figure, which should be out in October. And Nancy Pearl's own book, Book Lust, has just been published. Nancy Pearl, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Melissa.
Photos of Nancy Pearl and her action figure are on our website, npr.org.